Thank you for the heads up. I gotta get my game face on.
Girls found that one out morning.
Okay. We are live.
Standing water. Great. Thanks so much, man.
I'll tell you what, even with the top off.
Here, Rebard, we're live and.
Okay, thank you, Clerk. I'd like to call the appropriations meeting to order. The time is 11 a.m. The first item on our agenda is, second, I'm sorry, is roll call, Clerk.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Chair Rebard.
Here. Okay, thank you. We have a quorum. Congresswoman Lemon, will you render a prayer this morning?
I'd be happy to. Thank you. Please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today as humble servants. We thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the ability to serve our people. We ask that you watch over us today and be in our hearts and minds as we make decisions for our great nation. We ask all these things with the greatest love. In your name, amen.
Amen.
The next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes. And those will be located on the calendar invite. They're dated July 31st.
Chair Rebard, I spotted a typo on underneath 23, ONCA 2376. It says without objection. Oh no, I'm sorry, I misread that. You advanced on the agenda.
Okay, thank you, Clerk.
Chair.
Yes.
Motion to approve the minutes of July 31st, 2023 as presented.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, did you get that, Clerk?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The next item on our agenda is item number five for the consideration of legislation. We'll be discussing ONCA 23-77, an act to amend ONCA 2284 to provide a supplemental appropriation to Tribal Works for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $80,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Madam Chair. So when we left off with this bill, please correct me if I'm wrong, we had some questions concerning the property tax request of $50,000. And our treasurer, our acting treasurer, notated that it was left out of the budget in our budgetary session back in last year. And we also asked some questions concerning, you know, late fees and, you know, where we're at as far as that goes. And so I haven't received any communication yet, and so from Treasury, but I do know, I see Mr. McIntosh is here. And if do we have any progress, sir?
Yes, I have some additional information, and actually I think this request is probably going to be changed to a request to modify the budget. Identified an area that we can modify it out of and not increase the budget by $80,000. So
are you saying that this particular piece of legislation is not needed?
Not at this time, not as far as increasing the outlay within Tribal Works. We budgeted basically because we knew we had an upcoming increase in our insurance, and so we budgeted a pretty large amount in that area. We've identified, I think there's an excess roughly about $95,000 that we can take out of that line and cover the $80,000 through modifications, which we'll test, and if needed, we'll bring back down the modification for approval from this body.
Tyler, so do you need a budget mod, or you don't need the request at all?
I think we'll need a budget mod because due to the fact that I do not believe that there is a line within the budget for taxes at this point, and I think that triggers a modification by Congress if there's no value in the executive budget. So that would probably be the one modification. I think for the most part, you know, it falls under the same category as insurance and taxes, I would assume, would be under that same category other.
So would the are you asking us to do a budget mod in this session?
I would refer that to the committee. I would feel more comfortable if we did a budget mod for the taxes and put that amount into the taxes. I think we had $50,000. And if not, I mean, I can bring it back after we review and test it against to make sure that it meets that qualification to come back for a modification.
Do you have a Mike Roy, a support doc, so that we can amend this bill?
Not at the current time, so I can bring it back in September session if needed.
So is this another area maybe where you have you already paid the taxes and now you're just trying to adjust accordingly?
We're adjusting accordingly, yes.
Okay, we're supposed to work the other way.
I understand.
Okay, and on the property taxes, you had stated this was for, you know, I think we've had this discussion that, in my opinion, all of our buildings are commercial properties because we apply rent to them. So what properties, I think is what Congresswoman Lemon had asked you, apply to these taxes of $50,000 that wouldn't be included in the PIF? What makes those different?
I have a list here of approximately 50 or so different properties that I can provide. And then I did go back to the Property Improvement Fund, Chapter 8, and I looked at the definition of commercial property. It's property belonging to the Osage Nation that is leased or intended to be leased to third parties for commercial or business purposes, except properties owned or managed by Osage Nation business entities foreign pursuant to Article 8, Section 14 of the Osage Constitution. So I think in looking at commercial property definition and the Property Improvement Fund, that's why these taxes are falling outside of that being paid.
Okay, so there's, then prior to CEJO, that law was in place, but we just overlooked the non-commercial properties?
It's consistently been, yes, last year at this time, I think I was under the impression that the PIF covered all the taxes.
Okay.
And as we've, and kind of, in bringing this forward, I would like to say, I think that shows improvement in our department because we are looking at current year numbers now. We are not working in the past, and we're identifying things now we need to get fixed in this year. And this is the first time I've been in that position since being here. And I feel like the processes that we're setting up and reviewing this information to identify that is what we're putting in place for 24 so that we won't be working in the rears, as to say. So that's kind of, I understand, yeah.
Any other questions from the committee?
Madam Chair.
Jordan.
Treasurer McIntosh, is the additional money that was budgeted for insurance currently in the Tribal Works budget?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Occupancy, that would be in the occupancy line then. And occupancy is all covers all costs arising from the occupancy and use of owned or leased land, buildings, and offices, including property and casualty insurance. I think that would cover the taxes too, so I don't think a budget modification would be necessary. I think you could go ahead and...
Because it's in the same category, correct? That's the,
yes.
And that's, I guess the question would be, if it had a $0 amount in it, even though it's in the same category, can we modify? That's
well, and the other question I had was, you're asking, you know, to modify with the increase for GSA leases and the taxes, but this particular budget is dependent on the amount of space cost you receive.
That's correct.
And so you're planning on receiving an additional $80,000 in space cost before September 30?
No. Currently, the space cost recovery's budget was set to accumulate $1.9 million. We're on track at this point in time. As of June 30th, we've collected $1.4 million, or close to $1.5 million. At the same time, current year expenditures for this program, if I net out insurance claim reimbursements we received, they're running at about 1.1. So the revenues are exceeding the expenditures by roughly $200,000 at this point in time. That's why modifications needed, but that was a valid question, yes.
Okay, does anybody have any questions more on the property taxes? What about the GSA leases?
Madam Chair.
Jordan?
On the GSA leases, they were trying to move $30,000 into the travel line, which exceeds the amount that they can modify their budget by without congressional approval. So they would need congressional approval for that change.
You thought that the $30,000 in the GSA are for the vehicles used by Tribal Works?
Yes, I believe, yes.
So has that money already been spent?
I mean, we've paid our GSA leases, yes.
Committee? Congresswoman Lemon?
If the committee doesn't have any further questions, I don't want to get in front of a committee member. But if not, being with what the acting treasurer has spoke about, there's no need for this particular bill at this time. And I would like to withdraw this bill.
Are you gonna, we still have to vote on it?
You know, no, I'm just letting the committee know that my intent is once it leaves committee is to, and goes back to the body of Congress, is to withdraw it.
Chair.
I can withdraw it.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Just a quick question. I'm willing to make a motion to report out with no recommendation if that's needed. Yeah. Speaker, is that correct?
What?
Should we report out with no recommendation? Do not pass. Do not pass? Okay. Chair, motion to report ONCA 2377 with a do not pass recommendation.
Okay. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Any opposed? No. Okay, thank you. The next item is ONCR 23-15, a resolution to revise and approve the fiscal year 2023 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. I'm the sponsor, and before I move this over to the vice chair, we did receive support docs this morning from Treasury regarding this particular resolution and also 2316. So we received that at 9:07 a.m. Vice Chair, if you could take over.
Thank you, Chair. ONCR 23-15. Congresswoman Brevard, you are the sponsor. You now have the floor.
Okay, thank you. Did I say Lemon? I'm sorry. Did I say Congresswoman Lemon? I apologize. I meant Shaw. Okay. Okay, so the reason we're coming back to this particular resolution is the importance of the tribal request. We have sent the tribal request bill. It's now out of committee, and I just reported that out this morning. But we, in discussions with Tyler, Treasurer McIntosh, you know, we wanted to ensure that the amount, that we're on point with the revenue that we projected. You know, now that it's August, and I feel like we could get ahead of it, but we haven't received our financials. We're still working out of May as far as Congress goes, so we've asked him to provide us more information so that we could better decide what we need to do with the expense side, with the tribal appropriations. I'm sorry. Mr. McIntosh, you want to talk to us about any changes to FY 2023? Yes. After you had time to review.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Essentially, the total projected revenue from the third quarter review conducted. Of course, in ONCR 2313, I believe, projected revenues total was $73,561,000. After kind of reviewing as of June 30th, come with a total projected revenue amount of $73,565,844. In the first slide of the packet provided, as far as projected revenue goes, you'll see the impact of the numbers there. As far as unrestricted, in ONCR 2313, I think unrestricted from government operations was at $3,452,000. We're currently looking at June 30th, seeing an increase in that area once you combine all those activities and programs, an increase in $42,500 to $3,494,500. For fiscal year 2023, unrestricted projected revenues from government non-operating activities, it was projected in ONCR 2313 at $65,262,000. We're after the third quarter review, projecting and reviewing that at $65,362,000. The unrestricted projected revenue for government programs all combined goes from $65,262,000 to $67,351,500. The kind of highlights to that are really probably more on the next page. You can just run down the material changes of the major changes. In the unrestricted category area, you'll see in government operating activities an increase of $55,000 for tribal historic prez. Government operating activities, a decrease of $20,000 for gaming commission. That's more of a conservative projection. It appears that they're going to achieve their revenue as projected originally, but typically I like to be a little bit more conservative to the last month of the fiscal year. Looking at government operating activities, decrease of $19,000 for Osage News. I think originally they were forecasted at $40,000. Trend is not supporting that. Also, I need to update my numbers. But government operating activities also increased in $25,000 for the visitor center. They're probably pretty well running on trend historically how they've done in prior years and periods. The biggest anomaly in that number came in October 21, I think, with the Sovereignty Day event. Major increase in revenue in that 1 month, but the rest of the months remain consistent. Government non-operating activities, in a review of our current interest that we're running on our general fund, I'm increasing that $140,000 as we've been working to try to take more advantage of the short-term interest rates. Also, government non-operating activities, of course, in 2313, from my quarter one to quarter three reviews, the $500,000 was picked up from ARPA interest, as well as $100,000 from the tax relief fund. In addition to that, right now at the current time, I'm not seeing or forecasting any true up for 22 from gaming. Also, when we get into the enterprise and business like activities, I'm decreasing industrial park $100,000, but at the same time, the expenditures are running in sequence with that parallel, and they're actually netted out $25,000 to the good as far as revenues to expenditures. That's the expectation. We're working on to try to get that net income a little higher next year by reviewing rates. Let's see here. Then also enterprise business-like activities also for the tax commission, as we discussed the other day with the tax commissioner. I'm increasing from what I see from the original projection, increasing that $200,000. They're on trend to make 2.5 to 2.6 this year. And then also another area in enterprise business-like activities, decrease in $25,000 for Wheeler Fairfax. Their trend is showing that they'll probably come in lower than what originally projected. Could have left many of the other programs in those areas. I left consistent. Most are projecting to come in a little bit over what the original projection was. I think that's our goal, is to project and hopefully be within $50,000 to $100,000 or less, that projection. As far as restricted and assigned goes, of course, we discussed, I only recognize the $320,000 of actual cash that we received from CARES Cattle. I did not increase the additional $70,000 because that's kind of dependent on whether or not the Butcher House receives that funding today. Senior housing is really looking for Pawhuska and for Fairfax both increasing $65,000. They're exceeding trends, prior's trends, historically, and the revenues are consistent every month, so I'm pretty confident in that number. Then also, harvest land, I'm reducing by $35,000, which these are restricted revenues, so they really don't impact the available dollars that we have. And then lastly, just a note, I did not include the $140,000 for natural resources, the Bison Preserve, basically for the same reason as mentioned above as far as whether or not the appropriation of the Butcher House goes. So I just wanted to note that those were left out at this time until those will not be realized otherwise. So I did not include them this time. That essentially hits the highlights. I provided a breakdown of every program revenue. I think there's 40 different or 35 or more that we have listed, and I've got analytics and kind of three-year trends, how they're trending this year, how it's trending out. You'll see where even though it's trending out on 12-month average, I'm being conservative in the numbers we're providing operating off of. If there's any more information that's needed in that report, please let me know.
Okay, committee, do you have any questions at this time? Jordan. I have a question. Let's go back to the casino true-up for FY22. When we had met with them in Commerce Gaming and Land, the request, you know, was to for the attorneys to get together and talk to the AG. And there was an opinion sent down from the Attorney General. But at this time, have you had conversations with the Gaming Enterprise Board to discuss the true-up?
Yes, I've been having conversations for the last week or so, and seems daily. We do have a meeting scheduled tomorrow that we're going to work through some information. But at this current time, you know, I don't have enough confidence to put it in our projection.
Okay.
I think once we work through that information, I've requested to meet the CFO. We're going to work through the information and see if we come to common ground and then provide feedback from that.
Okay. And my next question is on the unappropriated revenue from FY22. We had estimated $500,000, if you remember. Do you have a solid number on that?
I'm remaining consistent with that at the current time. I need further evaluation.
Okay, so we're going to be looking for Deer and Cijo, maybe another revision to 2023?
I believe so. I think we want to, I mean, there are, just as this information is June 30th, I'm sending out emails, if anyone's listening, that to all areas that generate program income, and I'm going to ask for a certain set of information to help me evaluate really, truly what we're looking at to come in a year end. You know, do you have any invoices that you haven't submitted or anything that you haven't billed for? What's, you know, things of that nature that by the end of the fiscal year, according to GAAP, that we would accrue back. But we're finally getting in the scenario where we can look forward and forecast and estimate what those numbers should be at September 30th. Then we can come back and validate them a month or two later and determine what happened if they've changed. But I think that's, I feel good with the direction we're.
Okay, committee, any other questions for Treasurer McIntosh? Congresswoman Stabler?
I think the only clarification I want to ask about is over the buffalo herd. The money that you were going to use to, Are you still planning on moving the money from the cattle herd to pay for the buffalo?
Yes, and that would be a yes, kind of with an asterisk of saying that I'm not going to put that in the projection. If that's passed, then I will put it in the projection because I know it's occurring. If it does not, I'm leaving it out because I don't want to inflate the numbers to, you know, for something that may or may not happen. So a lot of this is based on the amount of confidence you have at this point in time.
So my only question or concern, just based on debits and credits, is that's money that to me should go back to the cattle herd instead, because that's where the money came from. And instead of paying for the preserve, it's a preserve. Those animals will never profit from that preserve. And so why the necessity to make that adjustment when it could show a, could be better, to me, better used than on the cattle side? I'm just not trying to make a decision for anybody here, just wondering if there, what the justification is for it.
I mean, the revenue.
I know the revenue becomes open revenue. You explained that the other day. By it passing through, then it just becomes revenue that can be used.
It puts restricted revenue into that budget that frees up appropriated tribal dollars, yes. That's how it unrestricts, or doesn't really unrestrict, but it relieves tribal gaming dollars out of that budget back to kind of the general pool.
I guess it's just a simple question for me, though. It's a preserve. It's always going to cost us money. It's not ever going to profit, but these others we're hoping will profit. So why would you be concerned with paying off the expense of that herd, I guess? So I said I don't know that it changes anything.
But. Yeah, it's just from talking with the secretary in that area, and that the request is needed in order to make those purchases, in a sense. And so if the request is not fulfilled, I don't know that revenue is going to show up.
Okay.
That's kind of best answer I can give you at this.
Okay.
Not getting too far.
Okay. Okay.
Any other questions?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Jordan.
In the memo provided in the support documentation, there's a discrepancy between the figure projected for DNR domestic there and then what's listed for DNR domestic in this document of about $70,000. I was wondering if Treasurer McIntosh could speak to that.
So the original amount projected in the revised projected revenue says $397,000. And then the amount, it looks as though that they are trying to amend is to reduce it by $35,000. But the amount of the amendment listed is saying $327,344.
Yes, and that's the comment I made earlier, saying that I'm only recognizing the true cash that we received up to this point in time, that I did not put the $70,000 into the true projected number. But I did show it in the support to acknowledge that that's.
Does everyone follow on Treasurer on that?
I'm sorry.
It's everybody following what he's saying, and Jordan. There's a discrepancy with the support docs that he's supplied on what's going to be increased or reduced. And so they're not adding up with the DNR domestic And so I just want everybody to know that if you're looking at the calculation and we're trying to amend this projected revenue, it doesn't jive with the spreadsheet on the increases or decrease.
Where is this?
Jordan.
The 327 is cash that's in the door. It's the number on the schedule. It's tied into the number on the schedule.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Jordan.
So is the treasurer's request that the resolution be amended to reflect the $327,000 rather than the what was sent down in the earlier memo?
It's the question I've posed for some time. It's like the chicken and the egg. What comes first? Do you recognize the revenue and projected revenue before you can recognize it in the micro department budgets? Or do you throw it into the micro department budgets before it's ever picked up in projected revenue? I mean, I don't know the process. It's
well, you're the, as the treasurer, we're just asking, are you want it to reflect $327,344? Or do you want it to stay at the $397,000?
At this point in time, $327,000.
Okay.
If that Butcher House appropriation goes through, then I will revise it in the next revision and pick up the $70,000. But at this point in time, I cannot include the $70,000 because I don't have enough confidence in it at this point in time to include it. So, yes, the $327,000 is the correct number.
Chair, I would rather act more conservatively and follow the Treasury on this.
I would agree. Okay, so if we can get to the get closer to the amendment, Treasurer, because it's going to take a minute, because as we amend this, it's going to affect the other totals. So gaming distribution, we're fine, of course, with the $63 million. The next line's the interest income sitting at $60,000. Are you okay with that?
The interest income, I think that's where my projection, I'm moving that up to $200,000.
From $60,000 to $200,000? Because we also have ARPA interest in the roads. And it looks like you're reducing the roads, but I was just curious about the interest income.
Yes, if you'll, the second to the last page on the report. Yes, $140,000 increase to okay. Take it to $200,000.
Okay, and then the interest income for ARPA stays at $500,000?
Yes, currently that's where I'm looking to hold it. If the main point in that is we're earning good return on that, and I would feel better if we leave the funds in there to continue to earn off our earnings. So continue to roll the earnings back into it, continue to earn, and we are holding back that interest, or my attempt is to hold back that interest, keep it in ARPA, because I know we've all discussed that there's potential shortfalls in some of our ARPA projects, so I'm holding back that interest to help facilitate and fund the remainder of those projects. That's why I kind of remain consistent at that for fiscal year 23, and that we hold that, even though we can take that interest money and utilize it from the general fund perspective, we can still use it for ARPA projects, so that's why I'm leaving it the same.
Well, just to make a point, and I'm glad you brought that up, because of our current balance in the ARPA is around, I think, 18,000, but you could actually probably use that to fix your sewer lines.
Yes, we could use some of that. Yeah, that ARPA interest money comes to the general fund. It's unrestricted.
I think that's an allowable cost under the ARPA for infrastructure. Okay, so on your road special projects, then you're wanting to reduce it from 202,000, then down to 162?
Yes. It's kind of trending to be 168, 170. I'm just kind of being conservative there. But and of course, that's going to be taking a look at really, we're getting better returns from other areas on some other dollars we have. So I'll be looking kind of where those investments are and see if we can do better.
Okay. And then your program income number is currently projected at $4,732,500. And it looks like you're wanting to increase that.
I'm sorry, Chair, which one?
Program income is on the resolution currently at $4,732,500. Are you wanting, it looks as though you're wanting to increase that. I'm looking for a total for program income.
One second. Currently at $4,732,000, correct?
Yes, it's currently at $4,732,500.
Yeah, to $4,650,000.
What would be the total for your program income with your revisions?
It'd be $4,650,000.
Okay, and tax commission is currently at $2,250,000.
I think in my schedule, I'm going $2,450,000.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that again?
$2,450,000.
Okay. And the tax relief fund is sitting at $1,000,000. Do you have any revision to that?
Not at this time. After I provided the tax relief report, kind of responsibility of the treasurer to maintain a balance in there for future expenditures. So I've averaged out and kind of looked back. I'm trying to remain at a one-year reserve at all times, and to, if something was to happen, we would have a reserve to continue to pay those tobacco taxes. So at this current time, no, I did not increase that.
Okay, and then we've discussed the FY22 unappropriated funds. They're gonna stay the same at 500,000 until after you've further reviewed.
Yes.
Okay, anything else in the program income that needs to be added into the unrestricted?
Not that I can identify at the time, current time.
Okay, so under the restricted, then we're doing reducing the DNR domestic to the $327,344. What about the harvest land? It's currently at 60.
Yeah, I'm reducing them down to 25,000.
Okay, DNR, the meat processing plant's currently at 600,000. Any change?
No, they're on track and trend, I think, coming at 640, but, you know, that's, I think 600 is a conservative number at this point until we see July and some realization in the month of August to really nail that down.
Okay, what about the DNR Preserve? We're currently at 140,000.
That is the amount that I left off that we discussed earlier for that reason of not having, but I would take that out of the current legislation.
Okay, so we're going to zero out that?
Yes.
Or remove it, okay. Okay. And then interest, the restricted interest income you have at 1,500. Or we have it as 1,500 right now?
Yes, I'm just remaining the same there. The focus was really on the unrestricted, which is what we really run the tribe off of. I'll update that number accordingly. I didn't think it would impact the available dollars that we have to.
Okay, so leave it there?
Yeah, for now, yes.
Okay. And then the property income account, we currently have that sitting at 570,000.
Yes, and I did remove that out of my schedule, because when, in essence, of reading the PIF and the PIA legislation and code language, really the PIA is really funding a revolving fund. It isn't necessarily funding governmental, you know, it's going to a revolving fund. It's not really going to the general operation. I don't know that it would be included in projected revenues. It's restricted. It goes in and it comes right back out. You know, it's a restricted assigned account. And it specifically says that the PIA dollars are supposed to, you know, through congressional appropriation, go to the PIF, which is a revolving fund. So I don't know that it needs to be in this projection that we're running, you know, kind of projecting what all budgets are going to be, because revolving funds don't have budgets.
Okay.
Typically don't.
Well, those are from our IIM accounts.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I removed that from my schedule, so I'll leave that to kind of the committee.
Committee. It's 570,000. I understand what he's saying. The PIA goes straight to the PIF because of the law. So
don't we have to authorize the spending though?
Well, the PIF is that a revolving fund, Casey? Is the PIF a revolving fund? I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it's a revolving fund. We don't recognize that in projected revenue on the expense side. Well, I guess, yes, we do. Assistant Chief and I talked about this a little bit, and Jason, because we do in the big bill, because we got scholarships, burial, and those other direct services that are funded through a revolving fund. But we'd have never included the PIF in the big bill. But they also haven't come to us and asking for an appropriation.
But there's times we've funded projects out of it.
Yeah. Chair.
Treasurer.
This may, correct me if I'm wrong, but the big bill, when we fund those revolving funds, we're funding those from gaming dollars. And I think that's the difference, is the PIF revolving fund is funded from PIA only.
Okay,
it's
good
where
point.
In the big bill, we're actually taking gaming and tax dollars and we're funding those revolving funds from our general money. This is not the same funding lane, as to say. This goes straight from PIA to PIF.
But we do want to recognize all of our revenue, and that's the goal of the projected revenue, because I think it went back to the definition of a revenue is why we started recognizing that this in the first place, was because it was the way the law defines revenue.
Through the Constitution. That's our obligation, is to I think we have to recognize funds no matter where they come from.
And just, Chair.
Yes, sir.
So we do track the property income account in kind of its own fund, so it is easily tracked and monitored. And that's how we maintain what that balance is, and that'll be in the revolving fund report. And I'll bring that down in the morning. But, essentially, I've got the statute right here.
But we also track the tax relief fund. Right, we have restricted and unrestricted, and we track that, and that's a revolving fund. I wouldn't get hung up on where the money comes from, but more that it's revenue. And I'm almost certain, could it maybe ask Trey, but I thought the reason we started including it was because it met the definition of revenue.
So what's the question today, whether to remove it?
Yeah, he removed it from his schedule that he's in his support docs, but we have it
in our bill.
In our bill.
I think it should remain in our bill. Personally, that's my revenue coming in.
Okay. Okay. And then the senior housing we have listed at $85,000. Is there any change to that, Treasurer?
Yes, I did have a change to that.
Okay.
So for senior housing, Pawhuska, $105,000. And senior housing, Fairfax, $45,000.
Okay, so the senior housing that's currently in the resolution at 85, are you wanting us to add then senior housing Fairfax, or is that just a combined total?
So if it's senior housing together, it would be, is that 150? $150,000 in total.
Okay. Thank you. Anything that we need to add to restricted?
Not that I saw at the current time.
Okay. I'm working on my amendment. I think I can say it, or I can write it up. Well, of course I'll write it up, but I think I can say it. So if you guys bear with me. Thank you, Treasurer, for going through each line with me. It helps with the amendment.
These are important numbers.
I would say. Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman.
All right, I'd like to make a motion to amend ONCR 23-15 on page 1, line 42, strike 60,000, insert 200,000 on line 44, strike 202,000, insert 162,000. On line 45, strike 4,732,500, insert 4,650,000. On line 46, strike 2,250,000, insert 2,450,000. On page 2, line 52, strike 397,000, insert 327,344. On line 53, strike 60,000, insert 25,000. On line 55, strike 140,000, or strike line 55. On line 58, strike 85,000, insert 150,000, and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
There is a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Motion passes. Thank you.
And Chair, I'd like to make a motion to send ONCR 2315 as amended to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? No. Motion passes. Thank you, committee. Next on the agenda is ONCR 2316, a resolution to revise and approve the fiscal year 2024 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. It does look like we're very close to our lunch break. Should we take that before we get into this one, or would you like us to go ahead? Committee?
I'm open.
Do you feel like it's going to be a long discussion? It is the we have something to discuss after 2316. Clark, is lunch ready?
Let me ask.
Okay. Be ready at noon. Committee, I think considering the fact we still have 2316 and one additional item, I would entertain a motion to recess for lunch until 12:30. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? No. Thank you.
Step is to roll that into the schedules.
I was trying to do that, and then I